From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Democratic National Committee members gathered in Washington today to elect Howard Dean as their new chairman, replacing Terry McAuliffe. Dean's candidacy was controversial. Many Democrats, especially members of the party's establishment, worried about Dean's bluntness and his liberal image. But Dean had the support of the party's grassroots, and in the end, he was unopposed for the chairmanship. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson has this report.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any of those nays? Howard Dean is elected chair of the Democratic National Committee.
The 447-member Democratic National Committee chose Dean by acclamation today. Although Democrats are still smarting from their 2004 election losses, the prevailing mood at the DNC meeting was summed up by one delegate who said, "Enough group therapy." Democrats are eager to get on with the business of rebuilding their party, and they've chosen a former presidential candidate to help them do it. Today, Dean said the Democrats know they are the party of the big tent and new ideas, the party of diversity that welcomes all Americans.
But right now, as important as all of that is, it's not enough. We have to move forward. We cannot win if all we are is against the current president and his administration. Republicans wandered around in the political wilderness for 40 years before they took back Congress. But the reason that we lost control is because we forgot why we were entrusted with that control in the first place.
And Dean promised the Democrats wouldn't have to wander in the wilderness as long as the Republicans did.
It cannot take us that long. And it won't take us that long, not if we stand up for what we believe in, organize at the local level, and recognize that this party strength does not come from the consultants down. It comes from the grassroots up.
Dean's support among the Democrats' grassroots couldn't get him the party's presidential nomination, but it did win him the chairmanship. Like many other Democrats, Moretta Bosley from Kentucky was skeptical at first.
I'm from a conservative southern state. In fact, the standing joke when I give my speeches is I represent a Democratic constituency who is probably more conservative than most California Republicans. So I was afraid he was too liberal for Kentucky.
But Dean changed her mind.
I was privileged to meet him one-on-one, sit down and talk with him, and took up his challenge and researched his record as governor and found out that he's not as liberal as he's been painted. Also, he was the only candidate that I received considerable letters, phone calls, and emails from Kentuckians in support of him.
So he won this the old-fashioned way?
He won it the old-fashioned way with hard work and shoe leather.
Dean takes over a party that is at its weakest political position in at least a generation, with Republicans firmly in control of the White House and Congress and the majority of governorships. The GOP is also putting down deep roots in the South and West. But Dean also inherits a party in good shape financially, and Democrats are relying on his proven fundraising and organizing abilities to help them start winning elections again. To do that, Dean says, he'll be spending most of his time outside of Washington.
I think I'll probably much be living in red states in the South and the West for quite a while. I think that's where we need a lot of work. I think that's where there are people who are most skeptical about the Democratic Party, and I think the way to get people not to be skeptical about you is to show up and talk and say what you believe.
Dean's first trip is to Mississippi, a Republican stronghold. He'll hold a Democratic fundraiser there on March 1st. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.